I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors on The Great Big Owl.
Hello, podcast.
Hello, guys.
Podcast fans.
Podcast fanatics.
Right.
You're right.
Fanatics. The cream of the crop. Oh. They are fanatics, aren't they?
Have
you had any fans recently come up to you and poking you and all that?
We do. I had a lady who used to hang around outside my house. Do you remember?
Ooh, lovely. I remember her.
She
was from the council.
She was from the council, and I mistook her for a fan. I said, come in.
Yeah, all that signing things for her.
She said, this is all very well, Mr. St. Michael, but I need your council tax. I said, you little tease, I know what you are. Come on.
Okay.
Before I knew
straight
it,
to the teapot.
I said, let's have a cup of tea. Now, look, you've got to give me, I'm a public figure, yes. I'm a public figure. And before I knew it, I said, oh, all right, come on. I pulled my trousers and pants and said, Mr. St. Michael, is most out of order. I'm most irregular. I've simply come. You haven't paid your council tax. I went, look, the wife's away. I've done your cup of tea.
It's just one of the perks of being famous.
Surely,
we all know that.
Mr. St. Michael, I'm going to ask you again. I said, all right, what shall I sign? And she said, well, you can sign this form, which I've got from the council, which acknowledges I've been round. I went, best wishes, Barry St. Michael. Then I pulled my trousers up, didn't I?
And pants.
And the pants.
I had a very similar event occur not long ago, and I thought, oh, Christ, it's one of my fans.
Yes.
You know? One of my fans hanging outside in a suit. So yeah. It's very unusual because they don't usually like that. Yeah. Anyway, I've gone out there, and she stood out there with her clipboard and that. And I said, all right, what do you want? She says, I really need you to sign this, please, Mr. Femia. Yeah. And I says, well, I will sign that, obviously, but you will have to do something for me in return. It's quid pro quo, Right, I says, come on inside, you know. She says, well, I don't have time to come inside. I just need you to sign this. I says, well, I will sign that.
Yeah.
And you can stick it on eBay and you can get the money for it from places like in China and stuff like that.
You're good as gold with your fans.
If they want something, I'll give it to them,
I said,
come inside, I'll sign it with my special pen, you know, my special pen that I use.
It's got veins on it and hair around it. It's got
dash around the bottom.
Yeah, pen is short, which is a longer word. It's got an IS on it.
Stiff. Right, very stiff. And I've got two balls on it.
I'll come and use it.
She says, I've got my own pen. I said, come on inside. Anyway, I go inside. I pull my trousers down and my pants down. And I'm standing there with it all hanging out. And I says, maybe I could sign the form with this pen here. You know, like that. And she says, well, no, I don't need that. And I says, well, come on, it's one of the perks of the job. Let me sign that form. She says, no, I said, all right, come on then. I signed it. I says, where are you gonna sell that then? She says, no, this is a compulsory purchase order for this block here.
Yeah.
So I accidentally sold her the place that I lived in to the council so they could knock it down and build some flats. I didn't even know what I was signing, but because it's usually my management that deals with all that, you know. Embarrassing, really. After I signed it, I pulled my trousers up, my pants up.
Do you remember? I think we went a bit funny on the screen there. Don't matter. Do you remember during the last election? We had the lady, she come round from the Green Party at the door. I thought she was a fan. You can make this mistake. She said,
you made
I'll come about the election. And I thought she said election. She's got something for me to sign just to make sure. You know, it's one of these letters that they send in. Dear, you know, number 10, what do you think about, HS2? We want to save the trees, save the polar bear. Yeah. I thought she said, I've come about the erection. I've seen you outside the house.
Well, these mistakes are
easily made. And my hearing is not always good. So she's coming. She says, I'd just like to sign. It's all right, my darling. All right, babe. Who's it to? I pat her on the bottom. She was quite a feminist type. You know, she didn't much care.
Well, she's from the Green Party.
She's from the Green Party. I said, all right, who's it to, my babe? I've signed all that. She goes, well, it's to the Prime Minister. I went, okay, whatever. I've said, do you want a cup of tea? I was wearing my dressing gown. I casually let it fall open. And she's gone.
Why not?
And she says, would you
just
care
suggestive.
To... Yeah, could you give a standing order to the Green Party? It said, oh, so never
certainly
mind
could.
That, old darling, you know.
You stood up.
I stood up and all that. And, you know, at the end of the day, she wasn't a fan at all. She was a very tough, ball-breaking feminist Green Party activist. And, you know, it's an easy mistake to make.
No, it is, no, because I had a very similar mistake.
I know you did. Go on, keep talking while I kill the dog. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are you...
There
you are.
Carry on,
Well, I was in my house the other day, and I got a knock on the door, and this lady stood out there with a clipboard.
Yeah.
And she says, hello, Mr. Femi. I says, oh, hello there, I says. She says, listen, what do you think of number two? And I'm like... Well, that's a personal question, isn't it? What context, you know? Yeah. Says, well, you know, just generally, what do you think of it? I says, well, it stinks. I mean, mine does anyway. But it depends what I've been eating.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
I says, I prefer, if I'm honest with you, I prefer just taking a piss.
Mm.
You know, like, it's because it doesn't always come out right.
Out the two things.
If you could do both of them, right? Okay. I says, I know you can't do one without the other sometimes but my personal preference is just to do a piss. Right. And she says, I says, but if I have to do it, then... You know, I'll take the paper and she says, no, number two, the house up the road there, they've got something built out the back and we want, they haven't got planning. They haven't got planning permission, right? I says, I'm so sorry I got hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to come in? I can pull my pants down?
Go on.
She says, no, don't worry about that, you know. But I was trying to make amends there and I panicked.
Do you remember?
Pull my pants down.
Do you remember when my neighbour... Oh, let me think now, what number? It's between number 67 and 71.
That would be 69.
Yeah, 69, that's it. Do you remember when the council came round, knocked on my door and said, Mr. Michael, said, oh yeah. And they said, what do you think about 69? And I go, well, Well, I can. I've done it for a while. I went, but if you're willing to wait, I can maybe get some scaffolding up and try and arrange myself. So she's gone, no. There's been some work done on the front fascia. And the council, we're the council. We wanted to check. What do you think? Is it in keeping? Look, before I've known it, I'd already had my trousers pants halfway down at the front door.
Well, to make amends.
Yeah, well, I said, I'm terribly sorry. Yes, I am. I do object to the council, but I went online. Okay, thank you. But God, before, I mean, I nearly got in big trouble. But if people would only announce their intention, you know.
Exactly. Or wear a lanyard.
A
bloody lanyard. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I see scraping. Go on,
Is it? Oh Christ, it is. I see the Chinese are trying to undermine our democracy again.
Oh, those bastards! What do they want, Mayor? What they've done there?
Well, it's not enough to try and destroy our democracy through TikTok. Doing dance routines in a car
park. That's the worst. Yeah, that's always been told. Yeah. You know, it's the Chinese. Okay, right.
Well, now they've invented an app on your phone that makes people look fat.
Oh, the
bastards. So, you can get a picture of the Beatles, one of our cultural icons in this country, and you can make them all look like Roland Browning, fat people. And it's just undermining our democracy, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's what I heard about. Do you remember that one? You've got those things where people are all putting on Facebook looking a little bit older. I thought, if there's one thing that's going to bring down this country, it's people putting pictures of themselves looking a little bit older on Facebook.
I totally
very
agree.
Very dangerous, you know.
I took direct action. I went to the Chinese embassy.
That's it. Go on, tell them what happened.
You remember?
Yeah,
only a couple of days ago this was. I went to the Chinese embassy and I knocked on the door there.
Yeah.
No answer. I press on the intercom and I get the hello, all that. And I'm like, hello there.
Hello,
Is that the Chinese embassy?
Yeah.
Right. They've gone, it is a Chinese embassy.
Yeah.
I says, hey, you've made these apps to make people look fat like that. He says, yeah, we've done that. What? So what?
Yeah.
I says, well, I want to come in and talk to you about it, right? So I've gone in, they let me in, and I've gone in there, and I've gone marching like through the reception and that. And I says to them, well, you can't come here and do that, make them apps, right?
Yeah.
So what I've done is, by way of protest, because I like to protest.
I know you do,
I pulled my trousers down and my pants down. And I stuck my knob on the... I stuck my knob on the desk of the commissioner.
That's it.
And he's gone, what are you doing with that?
Yeah.
I says, well, I'm just registering the protests, apps and that.
Yeah.
And he's gone, well, what with your knob?
Yeah.
I says, well, yeah. I mean, I haven't thought this through, and this is off the cuff, but. I'm trying to drum up some publicity.
Yeah.
So, if I go out there and talk to the Metro and say I've just whacked my knob on the commissioner's desk in the Chinese embassy, I think you'll find people's tongues will start to wag.
Yeah.
And now he's taking me seriously, right?
Right.
He's gone, hold up. What do you want us to do then? I says, well, how about start to remove some of these apps from our phones, that you've made? He says that I can't do that personally from the embassy, but I can speak to people in China and get the ball rolling on that. I says, well, please pick up the phone and do that for me, please.
Yeah.
So he's picked up the phone to TikTok and he's gone, I've got a bloke here with his knob on my desk and this is tip of the iceberg, right? And that's what he calls it. Can you start doing something about these apps? And he's gone, yes. So he said, he's got off the phone, he's gone, yeah, they will change it. He's put the phone down, and I've said thank you very much. But that is how you take direct action, you see.
Yeah, well,
that is how you take direct action.
I had a very, very similar thing. Do you remember when John Lewis delivered that chest of drawers to us, and the bottom drawers, you have to put it together yourself, had two screws missing. Now, I like John Lewis. They're a quality organisation. Went into Watford. I went to the complaints desk. The woman's gone, how can I help you, sir? I said, there's a screw missing from the bottom drawer of the flat pack. It's a lovely pine chest of drawers sort of thing. I said, there's one missing. She went, okay, well, would you like to fill in this form? Well, she looks around. I've done exactly what you've done. It's the only way to let these people know.
It's direct action.
I flopped my winkle out on the desk of the John Lewis in Watford. She went, I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to call security. I said, look, I've purchased a number of things for you in the park. Never had a problem. This chest of drawers is no good. Nevertheless, Mrs. Michael, I must ask you to pull your drawers out. But no, it's quid pro quo.
Absolutely no way.
I can't get these drawers up until you fix the drawers I bought. Yeah, that's semantics. You're going to be arrested, you know. But they came and... You know, that's sometimes the only way to make these people see sense, isn't it?
Oh, Christ.
Heavy Pencil.
An actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry.
A podcast sitcom with Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
I played Edmund Gelder, and he played Fanny Snatch.
The Observer called it a lovely thing. Wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
I'm not having any more of this. I need you to pull me off immediately.
Heavy Pencil from Great Big Owl.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I wanted to tell you something else. Did you see that bloke, James Randi, has died?
Randi. The magician, and debunker.
That's right. He was for anyone who don't know, he was a famous debunker of all the, you know, debunker. Anything that is a little bit mystical, paranormal, he would talk about. Paranormal. And he famously offered, someone £1 million to, what was it?
To prove that you was it something to do with Uri Geller?
To prove that Uri Geller bent his spoons or something like that.
Yeah, or to prove that they contacted the dead. I think that's all it was.
Something like that. If you can contact the dead. But I was thinking now, all philosophical and magical, paranormal, scientific chat aside, how awful to go through life with the name Randi.
It's not done him no harm.
No, you sort of remember, don't you, Randi? But I knew I knew a lady used to come into my shop in Watford, and it was always very embarrassing. Dorothy Fanny Hare. And I always thought, you know, how awful to have a name like that.
Go through
life, and everyone is going, you know, Mrs. Fanny Hare sort of thing. I mean, I think the next pronunciation was Fanaria or saying, but it was spelt.
Well,
like
they changed
Fanny.
It, didn't they? You know,
well, they changed it. Well, no, it's Fanny Hare. But do you remember that bloke you used to know lived up the road from you? What was his name?
His name was Mike Pussy, right? And he I said to him, because when you first meet someone, you know, they're called, they just introduce themselves as Mike, right? Yeah. And as we've gone on and we've gone on holiday together and I've seen his passport and I've had a look in there and it says Mike Pussy in there. Yeah. And you start to go, okay. Yeah. And it's spelled P-U-S-S-Y.
Yes.
And I says, how is that, has that name adversely affected you through life?
Yeah.
And he says, well, you know, I was bullied mercilessly, as a child.
Yeah.
Because you know, my name is Pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
it's just, but if I go and you know, get the car done and
can you imagine?
Stick your name down there. They remember you. They remember you. But I've had people ring me up. He says, "Is that Mike Fanny?" You know, things like that.
No,
you know,
comedians.
Mike Cunt and all that.
Yeah. Well, do you remember my mate Jimmy? He used to work down the pub.
Yeah.
Jimmy Arsehole Wisps. Do you remember him?
Well, he was Dutch, wasn't he?
Dutch. Jimmy Arsehole Wisps. And, you know,
oh, Christ, I did wisps.
Terrible.
Very specific.
Very specific. And I said, you know, how have you got through life? And he says, you know, obviously in Dutch, in Holland, it don't mean the same thing. I said,
no.
Very, very difficult for you to go through. But that bloke you knew, do you remember at the job centre that time? You had to go and see him every week about your benefits.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I know. He was unfortunate. He was from Belgium.
Yeah.
And his name was... David Hare in my helmet, which was like, I mean, it's very embarrassing even telling people that I had to go and see a man called that, you know.
Yeah, awful.
And I didn't get a chance to sort of say to him, has that name adversely affected you going through life, you know? Hair in my helmet.
Well,
and
I
can't imagine it. Mind you, he had a job, so who knows?
Well, he did
who
have
knows.
A job. Unlike, do you remember Peter Weeping Chat?
Like your mate,
Peter Weeping Chat.
But he was Korean.
That's the literal translation. Well, it's not. It's how you pronounce it. But it was a terrible thing to go through life, wasn't it? But not nearly as bad as, do you remember that bloke?
Oh, Christ.
The football club. Do you remember him?
The dad of football club. David Shitface.
David Shitface. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, Christ almighty. David. I mean, imagine being saddled with that. I mean, he sort of tried to change the pronunciation and say things. No, my name is David Shafar. He's a silent
Shafar
T, you know. He said Shafar says. Shafar said. But it's spelt shitface with a hyphen in it.
Yeah, but
it looks terrible on paper. It looks terrible on paper.
But
that is not as bad
as the
Bowls Club.
The Bowls Club, very posh fella, and remember he got me to do some driving for him. And I met his wife, and she had one of these triple-barreled names. Do you remember? I said, what's your maiden name? Because it was... Marjorie chin like an arse with all shit and that coming out of it. Do you remember? Marjorie, she's looking at very, us with all shit coming out. Well, she said shit coming out. She said, you know, Marjorie.
Yeah, but that's like six names.
Yeah,
you know.
It was, but it's awful. But all of them, she Cummins Artivitz, you know. But that's literally how you
she's trying to change the spelling.
Oh, I mean, there was no getting away from it.
It's just that's the problem. Like in every day, you can get away with saying your name is whatever, but on when you see it on paper, he was a baggage handler.
That's it.
And he was and he had that. Terrible name.
Remind me of what
his name was. His name was Tom Knobhole with all stuff coming out the end. Right?
And again,
he tries to change the pronunciation of it, right, and make it sound Dutch and that. Yeah. But when you saw it on paper, it was spelt like, you know, knobhead with all stuff coming out the end.
Well, that is
a very unfortunate name to go through
but
life.
That terrible one. Do you remember that bloke I knew? And he was he was Swiss, wasn't he? Or saying,
If I'm thinking of the same person,
that's right. Serge was his first name, which is fine. A slightly
that's
foreign
all right,
name,
isn't it?
But very unfortunate because his surname was Serge. I've done a shit in the bed. I better clear it up before the wife comes home, which was a terrible name. I mean.
And also he tried to change the pronunciation of it.
Yeah, of course
you know, make
he did.
It all
you
French
would.
Standard. You would do, Christ
would,
almighty.
Correct.
But on paper.
On paper, jeez, no getting away from it. But that was James Randi, he's left us. James Randi.
Oh, he was good at debunking. I always thought that Uri Geller was. You know, he was good at bending spoons. You know, he used to come round my house. Right?
Oh, I remember. And I says, you were into all that, weren't you? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was into all that. I says, because I had some DIY need doing. I had some pipe work I was need doing.
Yeah,
and I rang up the plumber and I says, I've got a bit of complicated piping to be done. In the bog, and they says, "Well, we could come round and do that for you for about £350." Ooh. Which is back in the mid-90s.
Yes, a lot of money.
And I'm going. Well, I'm not paying that, so I've given Uri a call.
Yeah,
I says, Uri, I've got some fairly complicated pipe work to do. Will you come round and just, you know, bend it for me?
Yeah.
He went, "Yeah, no problem, and my people."
That's it.
Right, so he bangs on the door and all this, right? And he comes in, Uri, and I says, "All right, Uri." He says, "I like this space." And I'm going, "Oh, here we go. I says, "Good, I'm glad you like this space, but do you mind just come and have a look at the pipes for me?"
Yeah
I have a look at the pipes, but I like this space. It has a good energy. I think I should have gone down the plumbing route here. Anyway, he comes in, right? And he says, "Okay, I'm gonna need you to be very still." I went, "Okay, I'm still there." So he picks up the pipe, and he starts rubbing this pipe.
Yeah,
rubbing the pipe like this, and rubbing the pipe. You know, he says, "Okay, we're getting somewhere." He says, "Oh, look at that!" And then I turn around, I look at the wall. Right, when I turn back, the silly cow.
Yeah,
right,
what's
just bent it. He's just bent it in half with his hands, right? Yeah. And this, you know, it's become. He says, "There you go, there you go." I says, "What do you mean, there you go? Look, the pipe's all squashed now. The water's not going to be able to get round there. I need it bent round so it can be used."
He says,
"Well, that's what I can do for you. Where are the others?" I had him in the house by then. I was too embarrassed to sort of say, "No, don't do the others." So he just came and he just bent all my pipes.
Shall I tell you why? Shall I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because he don't trust himself no more. His powers are so extraordinary, he won't go near it. When I knew him...
Oh, really?
Oh, when I knew him back in the 70s when he started. Remember, he's got my bowls club, Uri Geller.
Yeah.
And he come in one day, he says, oh, you're not bad. You know, he speaks all funny. Hey, buddy, you're not bad, trouble, isn't it? You know, he's gone. I said, what is it?
Yeah.
He says, look at this. He goes in the toilet, right? He pulls down his trousers and his pants. He said, my wife went out the other night. I got to it. I bent my knob 90 degrees. He'd been rubbing it up and down so much, it had bent. And so he goes, I've got to rub it back other way. Anyway, he couldn't do it that time. Anyway,
no, well, the powers only go one way. He told me that.
Exactly. Remember he went out with Joan? Remember Joan Beckford from the Bowls Club? And he went out with her for a bit.
Yeah.
She come the next day. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Stroking her breasts, right? They all bent. Well, she was wonderful with a jack. When she threw the jack, she was a ladies' champion for many years. Well, of course, with them boobs, you know, at right angles going out.
All
bent that way. For anyone watching on Patreon, it's that.
Because of Geller.
Geller. So every time I just looked at her, I went, Geller. She went, yeah. He's only bent me tits the wrong way round, hasn't he? I mean, she was
I was in the bogs with Geller.
Yeah, that's
right. One day, right, and he's got. You know what he's like when he goes to the urinals. He pulls his pants and trousers right down to his knee, like a 10-year-old, right? His knob's in his hand, and we're having a chat about, about stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and he goes. He got hold of his knob, and he's like. And he sort of, you know, just, we're having a chat about, I don't know what it was at the time, whatever it was, you know, Britpop. Anyway, he's rubbing his knob, and all of a sudden, he goes, oh, not again.
Yeah,
and
what's
that? You know how he speaks.
Yeah, like,
not again. He's rubbed his knob, and he's in the urinals, and it starts pissing, like, right against the wall, all over me.
Oh.
I says, what's going on, Geller?
Yeah.
He says, I've bent my knob. And I stroke in my knob, I've bent it.
Yeah.
And it's gone left, you know, it's gone all against the wall and all that. I says, what are you going to do with that? He says, well, I'm just going to have to let it reset in its own time.
Yeah,
you know?
Well.
But the more he touches, the more it all starts to bend, you know.
Well... You remember when he come at the Bowls Club to see Joan that time? And, you know, Shirley, she does them dinners up there. She done a shepherd's pie, froze it. I think she reheated it, and it was no good. Everyone had stomach trouble. So, Yuri has got in the boat room. And... We had that scratchy toilet paper that you have in public.
I remember,
anyway, he was in and out of the bog. And with his magic fingers, he rubbed his arse so much. He came out, Jesus Christ, all his arse to the elongated. He was dragging
it was
dragging along the floor where it had kind of been. I went, I didn't want to say nothing.
Where it all come out.
He tips me the wheat and goes, oh, fucking magic powers. You know, in the face of Shirley's pie and no good, you know. Anyway, you could see his bum hole trailing along the carpet.
We're all dragging, all bent to the left.
He can only have that carpet razor. I said, I'm sorry about Yuri's arsehole. It does get bent and elongated.
Magic fingers. He's got them
magic fingers.
Fingers.
It was terrible, you know, everything he touched, you know.
Oh, Christ
but that's
almighty.
Yuri Geller, isn't it? You know?
Well, I'm surprised we haven't mentioned Yuri Geller before, actually.
Well, he's not quite as in favour as he used to be since he...
No, but it's bending everything.
When he, since he shook hands with the Queen, bent all her hand round the
bent
lock
all
when he got his knife.
all bent,
her fucking fingers up got, and all that.
That's it. All his knives all bent as
it's
well.
All
you
bent.
Know.
Everything in it's his house bent. Is bent. It's
bent.
Terrible.
Bent.
I mean, he can't watch telly no more. All his remote control
is
bent up. Fucking hell, it's terrible.
All his cutlery is
all
like, bent.
Cutlery.
All
I mean,
bent.
That's why.
All his roasting tins all bent.
His
all that.
Roasting tins. He can't get a roast. He cannot.
No.
He
can't.
He'd love a roast.
Have you seen the state of his kettle?
I have, but
all
I've
bent
got
his
a,
kettle.
Hold on, where is that? Oh, I got a little note for him. Here it is. Dear Barry, Yuri Geller here, and he can't, he's holding the pen, it's all in different colours of pen, because every time he touches one, it's all bent up, then it starts in pencil, and it, you know, and it goes, oh, I would love to have a roast. You want to fucking see this? My roasting tins, they're all fucked.
It's all fucked up, all mangled.
I got to have just boiled potatoes, he goes. Luckily, when I go toilet, I just have it jetted off. He can't do it now because of his bum.
Can't touch
this
it.
This is picture of my bum, you know, and it does look a state. He drew it.
Well, it's nice of him to stay in touch, though, isn't it?
Well, he
you know,
does.
With those
well,
letters.
Oh, yeah, but I don't ever shake his fucking hand. I'll see you there.
No, he's bend up.
Well,
I hope that's helped.
Well, I hope that's helped.
It should have done.
It
I can't
have
see
done.
That it shouldn't have. Shouldn't
plumbing
have
plumbing new depths this week. <Yeah. laughs> I thought last week's was pretty filthy. This has gone to new depths.
Gone lower.
Gone lower. Should we try and be a bit more Oscar Wilde?
Highbrow.
A bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more double entendre.
Yeah,
and a little bit more suggestion.
More suggestion. Yeah. I think that's what you'd like. Maybe some nice poetry references.
We'll get all that in some literature references.
And, I mean, by way of an apology, I'd just like to apologise. I was feeling rather shy this week, but I overcame it. Gave some fucking filth. Nothing rhymes with filth except a lovely lady next door is a milf. She came round, she touched my crown. It wasn't Yuri Geller. Then, God Christ!
Nigella.
Nigella, that's her name, right? There we go! Oh, what's this? Remember this one? God, here we go!
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, let's start again. Hold on. Oh, shit.
I can't remember how that song
goes.
Do
you have this one?
Here we are. I won't, did you? Here we go.
I'm in a car.
Are you a jealous? Oh, no, that's not going to work.
Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, that was from a previous time in our lives. You won't even remember that
lovely
song.
Oh, it was. Lovely times.
God, lovely days. Well, look, we've all had a lovely time.
We've all had a skinful. Now, listen.
Yeah, now.
We love you guys, but we love all the people that listen to our Patreon more. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
we love you more. And if you come and become Patreon people, then, you know, you'll get all our love and a video and 15 minutes extra.
That's it.
Seems fair, doesn't it?
Yeah. So why don't you come to us at Patreon? The dog has been barking throughout. Do you think Yuri Geller's outside?
Yeah, he's out there putting a stuck of curse on it.
Has stroked the dog, and now it's like it's all bits hanging off. It's all gone bent up. right, okay, that's enough. Okay, well, join us on Patreon because we can have a lot of fun. And keep your chins up, everyone.
Yeah, keep it up.
Keep it up. Bye
bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.